we are beginning to need a grid in order to figure out where we've been. All right. Moving on to item number 20.
Item number 19.
Second.
Oh, sorry.
From the Interim Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to extend and increase the 2011 professional services contract with Critical Management Solutions.
Sure.
Go ahead.
As you reported last month, we're making significant progress as it relates to our Joint Commission accreditation goal. This is continues the contract with the consultant that we've been using. As we've said in the past, this is a unique consultant, and that he was the person that was in charge of hospital accreditation, does this around the country, has a very defined and positive procedure that has been successful in the past. And we're very anxious to continue our relationship with him. He's been a very good coach and helped us to make significant progress already, and we look very much forward to continuing to achieve this goal.
I just have a question. Thank you, Madam Chair. What does this Joint Commission accreditation really do? Like, what? I mean, we get it, and then what? We just get recognized for being a high performing organization? Is that pretty much it?
Supervisor, I would say that first off, it's a gold standard for all hospitals to be Joint Commission certified. So we should be as well. That's number one. Number two, I've said in my meetings with my staff that this is not about getting a certificate on the wall. This is about ensuring that we have extremely good and meet national standards for places like ourselves. And so this process, in addition to receiving the certificate and the piece of paper on the wall, is a way for us to really drive some of our quality improvement activities as well. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a very positive experience, and one that is very common in most hospitals.
And the other thing that it will do is provide some benchmarking information about how we're doing in significant areas like seclusion and restraints, issues around the number of suicides, as compared to other similar facilities. And, you know, it continues to raise your bar in terms of the quality of services that you're providing. We had, unfortunately, earlier dropped this. We are moving towards this critical management solutions. By the end of this contract, by the end of 2012, we should be in a position that we will be able to apply for joint accreditation and commission sometime in late 2012, early 2013. You also have to meet all of the standards. You have to retain them for up to 4 months before you can actually apply for joint accreditation. It includes things like life safety. They work with staff, as Paula said. They go around and observe how staff are doing, make sure they're following policy and procedures. We really, really feel we've made good progress, and we'll only get better continuing to work with them.
Why did we let the accreditation lapse in the first place, then?
Really don't know.
In a past life, I was involved in that decision. And really part of that decision was at the time the Joint Commission was itself having some issues. And there were a number of hospitals that made that decision. We probably were a little bit unique in letting it stay lapsed for as long as we did.
Mm-hmm.
So that was part of the decision. It's also expensive.
But since we haven't had it for like almost 8 years, has it hurt us? I mean, is it like a noticeable? Yeah, like I'm just trying to figure out what's the point if we haven't had it for such a long time.
I think the real issue. I mean, I think that what it does in a lot of ways is that it's a level of assurance and trust to say that, you know, this is a hospital that's been inspected by an outside firm, outside agency, and found to be meeting the standards. And our, as we said last month in our report, our consultant said that when he came, he was very pleased that we were not as far out of compliance as he's seen other places be out of compliance as it relates to their, as they have let their permission, their certification last. A big part of this is documentation, and how are you documenting that you're making some of these things? And so some of that stuff we just have got to beef up on.
And just in terms of your question about has it hurt us, you know, had we been joint accredited at the time we had our survey, the types of issues that we were cited for, we would have been really up on in terms of the life safety issues, some of the changes in the accreditation. So it does make sure that as you have accreditation, as the rules change about things you need to have in place, that they are there. And it does raise the bar in terms of saying to other facilities, you know, you become an excellent, a center of excellence in terms of your documentation, policy, procedures. The issue of the electronic medical records, while it's a federal requirement, you know, there are very few facilities that do not use that. That is a way that will help you retain your revenue as well as document what happens to individuals upon admission, what programs they're in, you know, what medications they're on. It is a way to track individuals through your system. So this is the accreditation, as Paula said, that you find, you know, hospitals strive and attain to have, and it certainly says something about the quality of our care and our policies and procedures in our facility.
Okay, thank you.
Any other comments, questions?
I move approval.
Okay. Supervisor Beto moves approval.
Madam Chair. Sure.
Supervisor Hudson.
Thank you. Just because the contract is, I mean, we're multiplying it by six. What did we originally think we were getting for 40 that we're now getting for 240? I mean, at $2,500 a day, I'm trying to understand what did we did, was this the scope that we knew we were getting into, and how did we arrive here?
I would say initially this was a scope that we knew we were going to get into in terms of being able to meet it. The $40,000 was the initial come in, take a look at what we're doing, box survey. But they work with you every phase of the hospital to get you to the point of being joint accredited. And there is a group of professionals, a team that comes in. The individual, this individual company, the guy, this particular gentleman used to work for the accreditation agency. He brought in a psychiatrist, a professional life safety code. So you are paying for various professionals and expertise. And again, it is not something that is inexpensive. And we knew that that this kind of scope and the length of time it was going to take for us to meet this was going to be within this area and this framework.
So, I mean, if we knew that, but we didn't budget for it, what contracts are we now curtailing to pay for it? Because that's ostensibly how we're making up the $200,000.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, originally the $40,000 was put in the budget in May of 2010 because that's how our budget cycle works, that it's very early and we kind of put a placeholder in saying, okay, we know we're going to need a contract for a joint commission. We're not sure what it's going to look like at that time, and we're over a year out from there right now. We have been working with some of our contracts and also some deferred revenue on the DHHS side, and we'll be bringing a fund transfer in the last quarter of this year as required. Anything between departments such as BHD, the DHHS has to be brought the last quarter to recognize the deferred revenue and move it into the contract to pay for it.
I thought I read that we were cutting other contracts in our.
We do have some small contracts. Sorry, we have a few small contracts that have some underspending on them.
We're using
which we'll be using for this. In addition, however, and I think it's noted in the fiscal note that we would bring that would be within the BHD budget itself. No fund transfer need to come. We'll hold those for the underspending, save it, and whatever amount is remaining, we'll bring forward it on a fund transfer, hopefully in October.
Okay.
Supervisor Biddle?
How far into the process are we? Into this whole accreditation process? Are we in the beginning stages, or where are we at with this?
We have done the mock survey.
Okay.
They have returned to us their list. They do things in a color code that shows what needs to be done is a red, what's in progress is a yellow, and what's set is in green. And they have sent us back a document that shows us the things that we need to complete in order to get to yellows and greens. And so we have a probably a 20-page work plan that we need to work our way through to get to a good place where we can move forward.
Okay.
Madam Chair, can I just follow up on that? So I thought the question was, where are we in the process? So are we 20% and this contract will get us to 100%, or is there a subsequent phase or whatever?
I don't know that I have an exact number, but that sounds about right. We've done the assessment phase. Now we're on to the working phase, and then we'll reevaluate where we end up to make sure that we're at a good place for the reply.
Okay, but there's no anticipation of more consulting needed for this.
This group will take us to application for joint accreditation.
And this was their estimate of how long it would
take. Are there other associated costs with that application that we are able to predict?
Madam Chair, Supervisor Wilson, there is also money in the 2012 budget. This contract is 2011. To submit the actual application, I can get you the exact number, but off the top of my head, I think we included $160,000 in our 2012 request for joint commission, the actual application, any other costs needed, there's a few IT costs, things like that, that we anticipate at this point.
I don't need the exact number. I just wanted to know that we mm-hmm. were thinking
yes.
ahead.
Yeah, thinking
and
ahead.
I wanted to have a sense of the magnitude. So, thank
mm-hmm.
you.
Supervisor Biddle, are you finished?
I'm finished.
All right. Okay. So, do we have a motion?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you guys. Give us a motion for approval. Seeing no further comments or questions,
we'll stay for the next one.
On that motion.
Biddle?
No.
Mayo?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Jersey?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 1 no. The motion is approved.
Very good.